podcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah! It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
This week, Jolene and the Roxbury Players are at the beach. We now join Cousin Brooks as he arrives at Roxbury Farms to find no one home.
Where is everybody? Well, let's see here. I'm pulling up at Earl's and I still don't see nobody.
It seems a phone call to Jolene is in order. It seems that a phone call to Jolene is in order. That's your cue, Brooks.
All right.
Why did I ever give up my job at Taco Bell?
Hey, Jolene, this is Brooks.
Hey. You're on the road? You okay? Where are you?
I'm here at the farm, but there ain't nobody around. Where y'all at?
We're in Florida. We're all at the beach. What do you mean?
You do realize that my birthday was Tuesday.
Oh, honey, yeah, I realize it. I just got wrapped up in packing and everything. I'm sorry. We all had this trip planned and, you know, just kind of got caught up in it.
Well, you just completely forgot about me.
None of the cousins called at all?
Ain't nobody called.
I'm really sorry.
Well, none of y'all called.
I'm sorry. Okay, and we left earlier this week.
Earl didn't say anything to me about y'all being gone.
Yeah, who knows why he doesn't mention stuff. So, I mean, is it that big of a deal, though? What's going on?
Well, I got all this chicken and these steaks, and they're frozen. They need to get in the freezer.
What?
I can't sit here and let them run in my trailer forever.
What did he tell you we were going to be doing for... Did he tell you we were going to be doing something for your birthday at the farm? He knew we were leaving.
Well, what do you want me to do?
I want you to talk to Earl. Hang on. I'll get him. Hey, Earl. Now, I don't care if you got a sandcastle going. Get over here and talk to Brooks. He said you told him we were doing something at the farm for his birthday. Brooks, I'm going to put you on speaker.
Oh, hey, Brooks, dude.
He said you told him to go to the farm, and he brought perishables. Talk to him.
What are you doing at the farm, man? You're supposed to be at the beach sandy dune area there.
He said,
dude,
you told him to come to the farm.
I never told you to come to the farm. I mean, why would I tell you to come to the farm when we're all at the beach sandy dune place?
Earl.
It ain't nobody's fault but yours, Earl. This whole misunderstanding is your fault, bro.
Brooks, I'm sorry for all this. I hope your feelings aren't hurt.
Well, what beach y'all at? Are you close enough where you can come to the house?
No, we're all the way down in Rosemary Beach. We've been here all week. We'll be back in a couple of days.
Tell me where the key's at. Don't y'all got a key outside somewhere?
Earl's got a key to the bunkhouse. Earl, where's your key?
Okay, yeah, there's a key to my place in the box that says spare keys. Clever, huh?
No, that's not clever. It's dumb. I moved it away from there. It's under that big flower pot to the right.
Well, I'll find it. I know it's somewhere around here.
It's under the big flower pot to the right.
Been doing a whole good of a job in hiding this key.
Okay, you found it. Just let yourself in to the bunkhouse, okay?
Well, I'm just going to get up in here and take me a nap then.
All right.
Whose popcorn is this? Can I have this kettle corn?
Oh, yeah, man, that kettle corn's been there a while. You can have it if you can force it down.
Don't eat it, Brooks.
Look, I'm sorry for the consternation. Just wait for us to get back and we'll have a post-birthday cookout! We'll smoke some meat and maybe something else.
All right. Well, I'll see y'all after a while.
We'll be there Tuesday morning.
All right. Well, don't leave me hanging now.
We love you, man.
Love y'all, too. Y'all take care.
Wait, Earl. Don't let him hang up.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Jolene says you've got a tagline.
Let them truckers roll, 10-4.
Earl, you can head back down the beach now. You've caused enough confusion for one day.
Okay, time to put the finishing touches on this sandcastle. Oh, no! Oh, man, I think when the tide comes in. Oh, the humanity.
Okay, so, welcome to the show, everybody. And as you have gathered, we're not in the studio this week. As usual, we kind of got off track. So what we did, we went through our emails and Facebook messages and text messages and phone calls and everything from, heck, ever since we brought the show back on the air here on FM Talk 106.5. And we combed through everything, and we just picked out a bunch of stuff that you guys said that you really love and that really made you laugh and that you would really like to hear again. So that's what we're iguana do. So get ready for the best of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour from all the Roxbury players to you.
You're listening to the best of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. No, really.
And now, another song parody by the Roxbury Players, which means we didn't write the good part.
Hello?
Hey, Adeline, it's me. Listen, my mom is coming over for dinner, and I
What do you mean your mother's coming over for dinner?
You heard what I said.
I just got in from the beach. The girls and I have been gone all day.
Yeah, I'll take a nice casserole, maybe.
Jeb, you must be out of your mind. That hot kitchen is the last place I want to be right now. There ain't no way I'm going in there to throw a meal together.
Listen, you get your tippling little tookus into that kitchen and cook up something for Mama.
Honey, I ain't in no shape to cook right
now. We'll be there at 7.
Oh, whatever.
Well, I've had several beers. Now I'm too lit to boil up the rice. I mixed the cornbread with Red Bull and threw in a stale pizza slice. It looked good to me. Instead of everyday seasoning, I just poured in some of his old spice.
Hey, honey, I'm hungry. What the hell?
Now my husband is pissed at the smoke from my kitchen fire.
What's going on in here?
Well, I guess I was too stoned. Should have stopped drinking hours ago. Then I remembered that last night he called me a hoe.
You know I meant that as a compliment, honey bun.
Our insurance man said he canceled our policy?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Now my husband is pissed at the smoke from my kitchen fire.
I like we're gonna need some help here. Dang it. What's the number for 911? Where's the phone?
The broccoli, potatoes, the salad. Ain't happening today.
Now calm down, Mama. She's gonna fix something for you.
The dishes are stacked up, sinks backed up. I'm jacked up. I just don't care.
Brush up the dishes now.
You know what happened?
Your own dog done bit you.
Because I used his chew toy for a centerpiece.
Is it all right to eat cream puffs that have been on the ground?
If you can beat the dog to
them. Just dust them off a little bit. They'll be all right.
Your husband is pissed at the smoke from your kitchen.
Your husband is pissed at the smoke from your kitchen.
Yeah, my husband is pissed at the smoke from my kitchen fire.
How can I make it up to you? What do you mean get you a bear?
Hey, it's Dan Kelly in New York.
Jolene, if you're listening, just remember you guys are not allowed back in our offices. I'm serious. Your pictures are still posted in the lobby. And that video of Earl T taking a whiz in the fountain out front? Not funny. Kind of dumb posting it up on YouTube. You probably won't make it past security this time, but if you do head this way, just call me first, okay?
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
Serving you is what's most important at A&A.
A&A Vacuum, this is David.
David, it's Jolene. Hey, my cousin bought a vacuum from you guys last year. They took it with them when they moved to northern Idaho. They got a caribou farm now. She said her husband had used their bright, shiny vacuum cleaner to vacuum out where the caribou sleep at night. You know full well, when he walks around there, he's getting caribou poop on his shoes. So now it's all up in the vacuum. There's nobody up there who does service like A&A.
There's nothing like the personal service you'll receive from A&A.
She's going to ship the vacuum cleaner to you guys, poop and all. Can you take care of it?
It is dirty.
Yeah, stinks.
We can get rid of that awful odor.
Apologize for sending you something so nasty.
We get that all the time.
We do not mind at all.
Whatever's best for you.
A&A Vacuum, Cottage Hill Road, just west of University.
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. The rest of us stay at the Motel 3.
This is Jolene's mother with a very important message from Naaman's Catering. Naaman's delicious menu to go. Have you heard about it?
Delicious soups like tomato bisque.
Delicious seafood gumbo. You can buy all those by the gallon.
Salads by the pound like chicken, tuna.
Check out Naaman's Catering. Delicious and convenient to-go menu at naamanscatering.com.
Folks have started taking my advice. They're calling 473-3900. They ask for Thomas Naaman and request that he personally guide them through the contents of the takeout freezer. Wouldn't you like to have your own personal catered freezer concierge? Yeah, you would. Call them up. Let Naaman's get dinner ready so you don't have to.
This portion of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour is brought to you by Rick's on a Stick, where everything is fried on a stick. You pick a stick, you go to the buffet table, stick your stick into what you pick. Chicken, hot dogs, apples, candy bars, then you take what you picked on your stick and stick your pick in the deep fryer. When it's done, pull it out, then lick what you picked for your stick and stick it in your kisser. Rick's on a Stick. They're thick with hicks, getting their kicks with sticks.
This is Earl T, and you're listening to the best of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. This is Earl T, and you're listening to the best of the Jolene Roxbury Variety. The best of what?
Please leave message after tone.
Hello, Jolene. Yeah, this is Billy. Billy Davis. I hope you're doing well. I do have to tell you, Jolene, Mother and I really enjoy your show. Mother especially likes you personally, and, well, you know how Mother doesn't, you know, really care for anybody. Anyway, nothing much going on up here, just sitting on the deck listening to your show. You know, and Mother decided she wanted a garden this year. Christopher and I, and, we're going to go to a pickle-making class tonight up at the community center. You should come up there, Jolene. I mean, you got plenty of time to get up here. You know, we ain't leaving till about 4 o'clock because Mother, you know, still has to pick up her teeth. And we've been, you know, waiting on them for about a week. And, you know, she just won't go anywhere without them. But, you know, at her age, I don't see how it really matters. But, you know, she's got her vanity, you know. But she says every time she goes out without her teeth, you know, she always runs into somebody that she knows, you know. So, anyway, we're picking those up. But we're making mimosas and putting them in those big Hawaiian tumblers. And it's just a good time we're going to have. And, you know, no one will know what they are, you know, in those big tumblers, the mimosas and all. But anyway, thanks a lot, Jolene. Hopefully we'll see you.
Saturday at Walmart, 20,000 people pushing 20,000 carts. Where do all these people come from? Perhaps I'll find a short line. Hey! Hey, express means less than 20. That looks more like 99. Hey, hey, Aquanet. What in God's name is going on up there? That woman has way too much stuff, and just look at all that hair. Hey, Aquanet. She's talking on her cell phone, cussing someone named Clayton because he's always stoned. Hey, Aquanet. Nobody wants to hear all that. A 12-pack of beer, 3 pairs of underwear, and a hacksaw. 50 cans of Oroy dog food and a silk ficus tree. And Stay Free maxi pad. 4 pounds of Velveeta, Mexican style. Some headache powders and some X-Lax. Where are the cigarettes? 5 sippy cups, some ham hocks, and a fitness magazine. There's just too much stuff going on up there. I'll be in here forever.
Good news! It's time for our annual vacation!
Yay!
Where would you like to go?
I want to go to the Grand Canyon.
Oh, I'm sorry. We can't afford to go to the Grand Canyon.
Aww.
But we can afford to go to Larry's Canyon.
Yay! Larry's Canyon!
Hi, I'm Larry of Larry's Canyon. 15 years ago, I dug the very first Larry's Canyon, and now the franchise has grown to canyons in 7 states. Now, we're looking to expand again. If you think you'd like to own your very own Larry's Canyon Canyon, all you need is a desire to succeed, a shovel, and $30,000. We'll send you everything you need to get started, including blueprints of your canyon, pre-printed tickets, and of course, the legendary Larry's Canyon name. Turn your backyard into a tourist attraction. Join the Larry's Canyon family today. Then you too will be earning big bucks from people who don't know quality attractions from a hole in the ground.
Hi, this is Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. Preserving and securing the safety of the people of Mobile County is a very rewarding job, but it can also be stressful and demanding. One way we fight stress is by tuning in to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Join us every weekend on FM Talk 106.5.
We like to say laughter releases endorphins.
Jolene, I grew up on the Gulf Coast, and I've never seen an endorphin.
They're invisible. They come out when you laugh.
Oh, okay.
God, please answer. Answer, pick up.
Hello, 911. What is your emergency?
I'm in the bathroom.
Sir.
Ma'am.
You're going to have to talk a little bit louder, sir. I cannot understand you.
I can't. This is Belle Cadeau. I'm in the bathroom.
Well,
my
what
condo.
Is your problem, ma'am?
My husband has overdosed on those man vitamins. You know?
Man vitamins?
You know, those pills that make men happy and just...
Oh, okay. You talk about those pills on the TV.
Yes.
Where that ugly man is playing golf with that really big club with that goofy look on his face.
That's the one, and he's overdosed. And for the past 4 days, he's been just enhanced. I can't stand it anymore. We're on vacation.
Well, I must ask you again, what is your problem with that?
Well, then, we're on vacation. I've got friends over.
What would you like for me to do? Would you like for me to send over some other people or perhaps some cocktails and food to your house or something?
Absolutely not. I've got shopping
ma'am,
to do.
Where are you at?
I'm in my condo. I don't know. Use the tracking chart.
Well, ma'am, we do not have that. This is not Lieutenant Uhura, okay, ma'am?
What?
You're going to have to let me know your location.
I don't know the address. I've got shopping to do. We're trying
no, ma'am, I am not being rude, okay? I am simply trying to help you. I do not understand that this is not an emergency.
It is to
okay?
me. We're trying to play cards
I mean,
up in
I'm
here.
I'm looking at my bulletin board right now, and it say this did not make the list of emergencies, okay?
What?
It don't say nothing about a woman being locked up in her bathroom with her husband wanting to get his freak on for 4 days in a row, okay?
Well, that's just stupid.
So you don't have to just go home.
No, I'm not going home to HR
well,
stiff and
I'm
stuff.
Sorry,
he's making me crazy.
You just have to go home and take care of your business.
I'm trying
okay,
to.
Yourself, like everybody else.
I need some help.
I gotta hang up now,
don't
ma'am.
You dare leave me.
I cannot talk with you anymore, ma'am. It's against
don't,
the rules.
Don't hang
okay?
up. No.
This is me hanging up on you now.
No, don't hang up. Oh, hell.
The best of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I know, it sounds kind of silly when you start thinking about it too hard, huh?
Thanks to social media like Facebook, people are communicating more than ever before. With just a few clicks, we can learn what folks are doing any time of the day. Eating, brushing teeth, watching TV, walking the dog, and all sorts of boring, tedious details that nobody cares about. If you're sick and tired of all this social media bringing you a never-ending stream of blather, then try out the new anti-social media. If you're tired of Facebook, we have Buttbook. When somebody sends you a message,
I'm currently cleaning between my toes,
they receive a picture of you giving them the moon. Try Buzzard Squawk. Every time someone posts some inane comment,
I just want a precision typing R-Wad.
A virtual truck runs over it, and it's devoured by a virtual buzzard. Then there's the ultimate anti-social media program, Hermitware. Install it into your computer, and it ejects the motherboard. Ah, now that's peaceful. To order your anti-social media, go bother somebody else. Leave me alone. Don't talk to me. Go away.
CRS syndrome, can't remember stuff. Yeah, that's what they call it. Walk into a room, can't remember why you're there, all while managing a body temperature of 200 degrees. She didn't want me to use her name, her full name, but she said I could just call her Jay. So here we go, Jacqueline, this one's for you. Ooh, sorry.
Always hot, always heated. If fire was a person, that's how I feel. Touch that AC and I'm killing you.
No problem.
You'd better leave that mug on 62.
Not moving it an inch.
I get up to go to the next room. Left my laptop open, now they're watching me on Zoom. I must be such a sight as I circle the room.
Yeah, but on the plus side, you are trending.
'Cause I still can't recall what I came in here for.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
No, I still can't recall what I came in here for.
Okay, I'm gonna retrace all my steps and then maybe I'll remember.
I'm wanting chocolate to pass my lips. I'm wanting Cheeto orange fingertips. Did I mention I'm on fire?
Yeah, that came up.
It's a freeze I desire.
How about some cuddle time,
And don't you touch me with those hands of the devil.
They are kind of sweaty.
Keep your hot paws to yourself. Feels like I swallowed the microwave. Get me shave ice and please behave.
One bubblegum ice coming up.
'Cause I still can't recall what I came in here for.
To get me a beer?
Here's your beer.
Ow!
No, I still can't recall what I came in here
scissors,
for.
Scissors. I was looking for the scissors.
Let me explain what this phenomenon is called.
You're going to mansplain hot flashes to me while I'm standing here with a pair of scissors. Huh?
No, I'm not mansplaining. I'm merely...
How is it possible you haven't learned by now? I don't want to hear your comments and your helpful tips.
I'll get you that bubblegum ice right away.
I'm not a smart man.
All of the Roxbury Players and I sincerely hope you're having a good weekend. And if you're not, maybe we're able to lift your spirits a bit. Please be sure to download the FM Talk 106.5 app. It is free, and you can keep up with all your favorite shows. You can find our podcast there and the over 50 hours each week of very entertaining programs. As for us and all of our silliness, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the best of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. No, really.
Greetings, Sean. Did I say your name correctly?
You did, and I got to say, I'm pretty fired up about having you on the show. When Dalton said Miss Piggy was on the line, I really didn't even believe him.
Well, believe it, you radio vermin, you rat back.
Hey, wait just a minute. And Dalton, by the way, good job on the beeping on the fly right there, the sensor there. Miss Piggy, this is a live show for a general audience, families and all that. At least I try to keep it that way, so you're going to have to tone it down. I'm assuming you're calling in to talk about the Muppet Show.
Wrong again, you shock jock! You gossip Trojan!
Hey, wait a minute.
You monger of the megahertz!
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
Oh, God.
Todd?
Megahertz, more commonly abbreviated as MHZ, is a unit of alternating current, AC, or electromagnetic EM wave frequency equal to 1 million hertz.
Kermit, is that you?
The megahertz is commonly used to express microprocessor clock speed. I would think with your expertise in the field of radio, you would know what megahertz is, Sean.
I'm familiar with the word, I've just never heard it used in that context, so it's good to have you both on the show.
Oh, stuff a sock in it, Sullivan. And hello, 1979 called and they want their stupid song back. Stop playing it, I'm sick of it. I heard your comments. Not funny. Just like all the other bottom feeders in the media. I may be a pig, but I don't like mudslinging, and you media types are always looking for dirt.
Well, I...
Would you make me sick?
Miss Piggy, wait.
You want to know the real reason Kermie and I are splitting up?
Yeah, didn't you have an affair with Beaker?
That is not true. We're just friends.
Sean, I have to agree. While Piggy does have an affection for Beaker-shaped accessories, she remained true to our vows.
The truth is, I am a Hollywood liberal, and my Kermie is quite the conservative.
Sean, the only thing I am liberal with is the barbecue sauce.
You see what I have to put up with?
Kermit, I had no idea you enjoyed discussing politics. I'd love to have you back on the show.
Ask me for the last
Sean,
time.
Sean, we'll talk later when I'm sans the pork belly.
I can have you over for dinner when you're in town. Just remember, don't make a pig of yourself.
That's it, Sullivan. I'm coming to kick your ass.
I'll speak with you later, Sean. Perhaps I can fly down and host Mobile Morning.
You think the telephone can separate you?
Ow! Okay, I'm sorry. Ow, I'm sorry.
She's very abusive with her pocketbook there. I've learned to duck.
Ow!
We'll be back to the action after this brief, succinct, and unobtrusive commercial announcement. We at Amazon Prime hope you're enjoying our fine lineup of excellent programming. Yes, we are now interrupting our programs with commercial announcements. These will be brief, succinct, and as unobtrusive as possible, like this commercial. But we also offer commercial-free programming, like we used to give you before we started adding brief, succinct, and unobtrusive commercials, like this one. For an extra $2.99 a month, you can return to commercial-free programming like you thought you were paying for before. What a small price to pay to do away with even the most brief, succinct, and unobtrusive commercial announcements, like this one. And, of course, with Amazon Prime, you still get free overnight shipping. If you were to order something right now, by tomorrow your order would arrive at an Amazon warehouse near you. Then you'll have the option of calling Grubhub to have your package delivered to your door for a small fee. Amazon Prime, almost commercial-free programming and free shipping to near your home. We now return to your show.
Do you often suffer from backaches, irritable bowel, bloatedness, muscle spasm, anxiety, depression, explosive diarrhea, incontinence, swelling of the limbs, blurred vision, unwanted hair, headaches, carpal tunnel syndrome? Are you uncoordinated and find yourself unable to perform simple tasks?
Like what?
Such as skiing on the backs of dolphins?
That happened to me just the other day.
Well, if you're a woman, chances are that all of the above listed symptoms will happen to you, and your life will begin falling apart by the time you reach age 30.
No!
Scientific studies conducted in laboratories in places you've never heard of have determined that women are inherently weak, fragile, and typically unable to cope with life. Simply by being born female, there is a 100% guarantee that your entire skeletal system is doomed to collapse.
No!
Why, if you listen closely, you can hear your bones shrinking as we speak.
Oh my God, I can really hear it!
Face it, you're a woman, and there's little that can be done about it until now.
Oh, thank God.
From the makers of Elimajoy and Euroblast, the world's first caffeinated douche, comes Tylafem.
Tylafem?
At the Tylafem Laboratories, our team of certifiable biochemists have created a chain of really big, scary words designed to make you feel hyper-conscious and develop an extreme disabling awareness about your mortality.
Yellow
Hello, Barry.
Yeah.
It's Rhonda.
Hey.
I need you to stop at the store and get me some Tylofem.
What do you need that for?
Don't ask me why. I could be dying right now.
One of those women's things, huh?
Just hurry up.
All right.
If you are a woman, you should take Tylofem. We're not sure what it does, but our research proves that you should be buying it, Tylofem, because being a woman is scary as hell.
Chicks.
Are you planning a wedding reception, party, or any other event this year? Neiman's Catering has been serving the Gulf Coast for decades with great food and unsurpassed service. Their award-winning chefs are committed to making your event one to remember. So if you're planning a party or reception, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Great menus to fit your budget, and they will customize any menu to complement your taste. Call the event planners at Neiman's Catering in Mobile today at 473-3900. Ask them to give you the rundown of what's ready to go in the freezer. You know that family beach trip you have planned? Why spend the whole time in the kitchen when you can get delicious meals ready to heat? You need to spend time working on your tan. Visit on the web at neymanscatering.com.
It used to be a special place for all my college friends, a sanctuary in cyberspace. But every love story ends.
Facebook.
Why'd you have to go and lose your exclusivity? Now all my nightmares have come true. My mom just friended me. Since she joined, she spends all her time checking my newsfeed. My interests are no longer bubble butts and sticky weed. She whacked my ass on Mafia Wars and Flickster Geek Got Mail. She washed the colors with the whites and posted laundry fail.
My mom's on Facebook.
Now I gotta watch every word.
My mom's on Facebook.
Damn you, Mark Zuckerberg.
Hey, Jolene, it's your mother.
Hey, Mama. You sound irritated. Are you irritated?
Yeah. Is there a reason you haven't been answering your phone?
No. Why?
Because I've been calling you for the past 2 days.
No, you have not.
Well, I have, too.
No? What number? Are you dialing
the same number I always call.
No, I don't think you've been...
It's the same number, Jolene.
I don't think you've been calling.
Aren't you 422?
Mom, no.
Oh, all right.
Oh, which reminds me, you gave my phone number out again to a stranger in the grocery store.
She was a fan.
And you know this because...
Well, she heard me listening to your show on my iPhone last Saturday when we were both at the Fresh Market.
Oh, so you had my show playing on the phone. Cool.
Yeah, your brother sent in an application for that turn-on radio thingy.
You mean he downloaded an app for tune-in radio?
Turn on?
Tune in?
It's not turn on.
It's tune in.
It's not turn on radio.
No, I'm sure there is a turn on radio, but I think that might be something altogether different from my show.
Oh, well, whatever the hell it is, that free thing that lets me listen to your show on my smartphone.
By the way, everybody, that's the free tune in radio app you can download on your phone and listen to the show anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, well, this lady was standing right behind me so she could hear it, too.
Uh-huh. So she was enjoying herself, huh?
Yeah, I heard her standing back there laughing.
Good. That's what we like to hear.
Yeah, I thought my skirt was tacked up in my underwear waistband again.
Because she was laughing.
Remember when that happened, Jolene?
Yeah, I remember when that happened. I was not around. I usually watch out for those kinds of things for you. I'm sorry.
I walked all over the Fresh Market with my drawers showing because you didn't tell me my skirt was tacked up in my underwear.
I didn't see it.
Well, it turns out she was laughing at your show.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. Nobody needs to look at your drawers while they're shopping for food. She's still a stranger, and you shouldn't have given her my phone number.
Well, we became very good friends.
Oh, you did?
Fresh fruits and vegetables bring people together, Jolene.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't see any harm in giving out your phone number.
I know, but you gotta stop it.
All right.
Okay.
You know, you missed my doctor's appointment last week.
No, that's next Monday.
Yeah, no, it was last Monday.
No, it's next Monday. I saw it on the calendar at your house.
I specifically wrote it down on my calendar.
Yeah.
Let me look.
It says next Monday.
Oh, yeah. Well, so it is.
Uh-huh.
Well, I wrote it on next Monday's date, to remind me to look back at last week because I already went last Monday.
What? You wrote something on the calendar for next week that you already did last week to remind you that you had already done it last week.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense at all. Not even a little.
Well, you don't have to try to figure it out, Jolene. It makes sense to me, and that's the only thing that matters.
Yeah, but I really don't think it does make sense to you.
All right, baby. Well, look, I need you to stop by the store for me after you finish your little show.
Uh-huh.
I need you to pick up some Drano and some Cool Whip.
They're not being used together, are they?
No.
Okay, I'll pick some up.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll see you soon.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you for hanging out with us this weekend. We do appreciate it. You know, the most handy-dandy thing to do is to download the FM Talk 106.5 app. That way you'll have access to all the podcasts you love to listen to during the week. Stay where you are. We'll be right back.
Extreme stress. The number one contributing stress factor is vacuum cleaner dysfunction.
What is wrong with this stupid machine?
That's why more and more people are turning to one man for help.
Hello, I'm Tony Lord.
Tony Lord is available to help talk you through it. He isn't intimidated by whatever smelly funk you may have sucked up in your machine.
You should see the things that I find in vacuums.
A&A will fix your machine.
You mean you have other customers who vacuum everything into their machines, resulting in problems?
Oh, I've got a store full of them.
Tony Lord, along with his brother David, are there to help you navigate through whatever issues you're having, even if it's your fault that your machine isn't working.
I never get stressed out about it anymore. Tony and David have seen it all. A&A Vacuum, Cottage Hill Road, just west of University.
You're listening to the best of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you for taking us along with you wherever you are, whatever you happen to be getting yourself up to this weekend. We appreciate you sharing some of your valuable me time with us.
Hi, Jolene. It's Larry Carey.
Hey, Larry. Hey, everybody. It's Larry Carey. What are you doing?
I heard you talking about the fishing rodeo on Dolphin Island.
Yep.
I've been on
Larry?
Yeah, idea.
You've been where? Let's try that again.
I've been on Wikipedia for a while, and I have some background that might be interesting to you.
Okay. Okay.
If not, it makes me feel smart talking about it anyway.
Okay.
So here we go.
Okay.
Dolphin Island and Mobile Bay were mapped as early as 1519 by Alonso Pineda. In 1699, the French explorer Pierre Lemoyne d'Iberville decided to locate a colony there because of the abundant timber, reliable supply of fresh water, and a real groovy harbor. Mama always told me that's what you need for a good colonization along the Gulf Coast. A really groovy harbor, Jolene.
Okay.
In 1707, the French renamed the island in honor of the heir to the French throne, Dauphine.
Dauphine, okay.
Now that's Dauphine, Jolene. D-A-U.
Okay.
Not like a dolphin.
Adeline already explained that to us.
It's like Flipper.
I know. Not like dolphin. It's Dauphine.
Anyway,
okay.
During this period, the island was capital of the Louisiana Territory, which equaled almost two-thirds of the United States. Holy crap! Although the colony was able to rebuild from a pirate raid in 1711, a devastating hurricane 6 years later almost destroyed the fledgling settlement.
Yikes.
Over the next century, control of Dauphin Island switched from France to Great Britain and to Spain in 1780.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, in 1813, the United States seized the territory around Mobile Bay. The British captured Dauphin Island and used it as a campaign against Mobile.
Really?
In 1853, Congress named Fort Gaines after General Edmund Pendleton Gaines. While still a young officer, Gaines received national recognition when he led the detachment, which captured former Vice President Aaron Burr, who had been accused of participating in a conspiracy to commit treason.
Hmm?
Wait a minute.
Hmm.
Aaron Burr.
Yeah.
Wasn't he the star of the action-packed wheelchair litigator Perry Mason series from the 1970s, Jolene.
No, that was Raymond Burr. You know, Larry, I'm loving all the history. We're running out of time, though.
I'll let you go, Jolene. My condor got out of its cage.
Your condor?
See you later, girly.
An educational, rare educational moment with Larry Carey. You know, I remember, I haven't been to the fishing rodeo in a really long time. I've always been working, so, or at least I was on Saturday, and then when Sunday would roll around, I was just too tired, so I missed a good bit of the fun. But I heard stories, oh, and I got to see all the pictures. And there was one guy, he seemed to pop up in every picture. It was before photobombing was a thing. He was walking around with no shirt. And that's fine, because, you know, you are outside and it's hot and you're at the beach and all of that. So I don't fault him for being shirtless. And he seemed to be very proud of his hairdo. Yeah, it was back when the mullet style was very popular. Billy Ray Cyrus had just come on the scene, so this guy was fashioning himself after Billy Ray. And in each picture, he had a different alcoholic beverage in his hand. You could tell, well, he was refilling the same one, I guess, but he was drinking a lot. I thought, man, when Monday comes around for you and your mullet, that'll be something.
What?
Is it 6 a.m. already? He was just in the middle of a dream.
Yeah, honey, I know you want it, and I got it.
He was dreaming about the babysitter. What a perv, she's 16.
But I got an ID here, says you're 21.
He knows he'd better get to work, because if he don't, he won't get paid.
I got plans for that green.
Spent all his paycheck on his truck. He's thinking deerskin seats just might get him laid.
That and my hair should do it.
It's just another mullet Monday.
Ain't it pretty?
He wishes it was Sunday.
Hallelujah.
His drinking clean is gun day.
Beer and gun oil.
His neighbor's screaming run day.
How y'all doing?
It's just another mullet Monday.
Hand me that brush.
Got to get more beer and cigs. He'll barely get to work on time.
I just hope nobody makes no loud noises.
But his girlfriend's car won't start. He'll just stay home today. That's just fine.
It's what the Lord decreed, yeah.
He has a cup of coffee, showers, then he picks out what he's gonna wear.
What ensemble should I impress folks with today?
An undershirt and jeans will do, but the most important thing's his hair.
My crowning glory!
It's just another mullet Monday.
Garfield's right about Monday.
He wishes it was Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
It's drink and clean your gun day.
My bear!
His neighbor's screaming run day.
I'll be quiet.
It's just another mullet Monday.
Boo, but you.
Every other week he goes to pick up his kids and has to face her evil stare.
Ex-wife.
Ew.
Ex-wife.
And if that isn't bad enough, he sees his best friend's pickup truck is there.
Oh, hell no.
She hollers in her Marlboro voice.
He ain't paid me in 6 months. Lock his ass up, boys.
No.
Once again, she's called the cops.
Cause she thinks it's fun.
Just another mullet Monday.
What are my handcuffs for?
He wishes it was Sunday.
What restraining order?
It's drink and clean your gun day.
Bail is how much?
His neighbor's screaming run day.
Hell!
Just another mullet Monday.
At least I have my hair.
Ooh, it's DNA test day.
Easy with that swab.
They might not be his kids anyway.
I knew it.
It's just another mullet Monday.
No more child support for you, honey. Like I sent you any anyway.
It's going to do it for us. We will meet you guys right back here next week. Remember to go to fmtalk1065.com. That's where the podcast lives, in addition to our Facebook page. You can still catch us if you miss us. Or if somebody was making a lot of noise or talking to you the whole time you were trying to listen to the show, podcast, there you go.
Have a great week. Meet us right back here. See you soon.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour contains copyrighted material and cannot be duplicated or rebroadcast in whole or in part without the express written consent of McAdoo Productions. Join us next time on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.